water to the docks at Gaul. Already an area of farmland has been flooded. And some news from abroad. It's still not clear whether President Nimeiri of Sudan is safe after the apparent attempt by rebel forces to seize power. One report says they raced to the airport to meet his plane as he was returning from France. Back home, some of the top names in the theatre have been paying their last respects to the late Dame Sybil Thorndyke at a memorial service at Westminster Abbey. An address was given by Sir John Gielgud and the lesson read by Sir Ralph Richardson. Dame Edith Evans was also there. Finally, the heat wave looks like continuing over the weekend, and it's not only Britain that's sweltering. Bus drivers in Paris have gone on strike, claiming that their working conditions be adjusted to suit the temperature. One of their demands, they want an hour's siesta. And that's it, our next news, 4 o'clock.
It's Tea at Three with David Hamilton.
If you're slaving hard at home or relaxing, or you're working in a noisy factory, just set yourself free when the clock strikes three, because everything stops for tea.
Right, welcome to Friday's Tea Break with some American sounds for you today, starting with this one, the American Patrol.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-do-ba. Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Right, that was the Tea Break medley for this afternoon. It's 12 minutes past three, and we'll recap for you on what you heard. You heard the James Last Band, American Patrol, Manhattan Transfer, Tuxedo Junction, and Glenn Miller and the orchestra, and Pennsylvania 65,000. A reminder that because of American Independence Day on Sunday, every other record today on the show, apart from the Tea Break medley, will have the title of an American city or town in the title, and we'll be doing that right through until 4:30. But now we come to your Tea Break dedications. Reminder also that throughout the month of July, we shall be sending a Radio 1 sticker to anybody who has their dedication read out on the Tea Break. And here's the first card that says, could you play a record for Judith Clark and Diane Broadbent on July the 2nd for their 19th birthdays on your afternoon Tea Break? We'll be supping a well-earned cuppa after an exhausting day. They've never had a request played before and would be greatly surprised. Thank you very much from Kay Baker. We go to 121 Welbeck Crescent, Troon, Ayrshire, Scotland. And a card that says, dear sexy. This is my mail, is it, that I'm making? Oh, yeah. Could you play a request for me on your tea at three? This date is my first wedding anniversary and also the day when I start my holidays. My husband Ian and I, are going to Torquay to look for the sun as we've been having terrible weather up here. Actually, I'm very sorry to hear that because I'm going up to Scotland tomorrow. I haven't been there for a few months, but I'm going up to Annan in Dumfriesshire. And got a very big day up there, and we're going to be flying up there tomorrow morning. So we'll, if you haven't been having too much of the old currant bun up there, we will endeavour to bring it up with us from London, all right? Anyway, carry on with the letter, which is from Anne Logan. Anne says, I work here in Troon, and I have my radio for company, and Radio 1 makes the day go a lot quicker. Send my love to my husband, Ian. We'd love a Radio 1 sticker for our new car. We shall send you a brand new sticker then. For your nice new car. Tuna Mitchell says, could you play a record for the upper fifth formers at Bedford High School? In Bedford, of course. We'd be very grateful as we're off school until Monday, having just finished O-levels. And it would be a good idea to read out the address slowly. So it's the upper fifth formers at Bedford High School. And one more. We'll do a couple more very quickly. We're going to say, we've got a little correspondence here from RAF Coningsby in Lincolnshire. And it says, could you play a request for all the girls on E-Boost? Rita, Jackie, Avril, Cherry, Ronnie and Sargie, baby. Any record to cheer us up on Friday in the afternoon tea break between 3 and 5? If you do, we'll stop the phantoms bombing the BBC. Wish Martin a happy birthday too from the Diddy Girls with tin hats and wellies, Rita, Avril, Cherry and Sexy Jackie. I wonder why she's the only one who's sexy. Anyway, here's the last one today. This is from Graham Hortop, who has asked me to say hello to everyone at the Yule Castle School. It's their Golden Jubilee fete tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and he'd like to wish all concerned a very happy and very pleasant day. And may the sun shine for you too in Yule Castle tomorrow.
It's David Hamilton's Hot Shot.
No sooner through with our tea break than we move on with the Hamilton Hot Shot, the record of the week. Life and Breath is the title, and it comes to you from Frankie Valli.
In dreams enough, then they'll believe in you. That's what you used to tell me, so I know it must be true. Then day after day, I'm dreaming you'll come back to me, 'cause you are like the bread to me, all of the best of me belongs to you. Hurry to the corner where we always used to meet. But night after night, I sit and watch the petals fall. But how can I forget the moon and the stars?
There it was, the Hamilton Hot Shot for this week. Frankie Valli and Life and Breath, 18 minutes past three. Don't forget a Radio 1 car sticker for everyone who has a dedication on the Tea Break during this month of July. The usual address, Tea Break, David Hamilton Show, BBC, London W1A4WW. I mentioned just a little bit just now about going up to Annan in Dumfries tomorrow. In fact, we're going to have quite a busy weekend. Right after this programme, I'll be doing Roscoe's Roundtable, talking about the new records with Mark Bolan. And then on Sunday, we're going down to Southsea to record a couple more seaside specials. And don't forget, on Saturday night, of course, there's the American Bicentennial seaside special coming to you from Scarborough. So we hope you can watch that. We're going back to the state sounds now. This is Kansas City and the Beatles. Beatles in Kansas City. Kansas City is the capital of the state of Kansas. It's on the border with Missouri. And I only know that because I've got my little map here, innit?
David Hamilton.
Mystery star. Clue
number two.
Clue two for the mystery star today. She beat Margaret in 1971. A naughty girl. She beat Margaret in 1971. Doing that to our Margaret, I don't know.
You may have problems with the one you love, and things just don't seem like they're gonna work out right. But don't let one cloud it. Push love away.
Oh.
That's Harriet Shaw. No, it's not. I've given away the next record. What an idiot I am, as if you didn't know. Who was that anyway? That was Marlena Shaw, and it's better than walking out. This is Harriet Shock coming up next, you see, which is no shock to you. You knew that, didn't you? Because I give this well, just as well I don't do that with the Mystery Star Contest. Anyway, here is Harriet Shock, a song that she wrote herself, giving you the SP on Hollywood Town.
Down, down in Hollywood Town, the lost and found come to find their way. Walking outside the feelings they hide, putting their pride through well-known pace. Stranger, I know you. We learned to walk together, loners, wondering whether we really are. I'd like to show you images of sister, brother, standing off from one another, but not very far. Down, down in Hollywood Town, the lost and found come to find their way. Walking outside the feelings they hide, putting their pride to well-known faces. Stepping on stars and shining on the cars that pass them by. Their heads are high and their hearts are low, down dragging as they go, reaching out to know those other faces. A small world until it's on your shoulders, and warm friends start growing colder as love grows apart. To find the kind word, we search in all directions, hungry for some small affection in each other's heart. Down, down in Hollywood Town, the lost and found come to find their way. Walking outside the feelings they hide, putting their pride to well-known faces. Stepping on stars and shining on the cars that pass them by. Their heads are high and their hearts are low, down bragging as they go, reaching out to know those other faces.
That's Harriet Shock and a song about the entertainment capital of the world, Hollywood Town. It's very nearly 28 minutes past three. We're going to wish a very happy birthday to a financial wizard. It's the sort of fellow that I could do with, I tell you. Ian McNay. Sometime after 3:15 is the message, as the initial celebrations will be ceasing by then. When the other celebration happens, no doubt will be later on. Many thanks from all the staff. And here's a little record. Well, it's kind of an average size record, really. Donny Osmond.
Oh, here I am, on my knees again. I'll do anything just to make it right. Say you understand, oh, I know you can. Come on, Marianne. Don't matter what people say, it didn't happen that way. She was a passing fling, not a permanent thing. Say you understand, for I know you can. Come on, Marianne, come on, Marianne, come on, Marianne. Say you can understand, my Marianne. Marianne, Marianne. Well, your big brown eyes are all full of tears. Yeah.
Donny Osmond, come on, Marianne. It's now 3:30 and make ends meet time. And the final tips of the week, Mrs. Marjorie Brett, I think is the name there, for Minton Rise, Taplow and Maidenhead, says, when making a large fruitcake, put the mixture into a fairly shallow meat tin instead of the conventional cake tin, which is deep. The cake cooks much quicker and is much easier to slice. So if you're making a large fruitcake, put the mixture into a fairly shallow meat tin instead of the conventional cake tin, which is deep. You'll find that the cake cooks much quicker and is much easier to slice. Why don't they make cake tins that way, I ask myself. Anyway, Patrick Ward, the postmark of the card is Dundee, says, here's my suggestion for saving towards the TV colour licence. Put 5p per day in the box for a year. Just put the money in the box every time the TV is turned on. You'll have the licence and a bit to spare from this method. So that's a good way of saving towards your TV colour licence every day when you switch the box on. But the goggle box, that is, 5p in the other box. And you'll have the license and a bit to spare afterwards. And when you think that your whole evening's entertainment, if you have it on for the whole of the evening, only costs you 5p, then it still brings it home to you in a way that it's still by far the cheapest form of entertainment that there is.
Two girls for every boy. Surf City, here we go.